Good evening, friends. Stephen Benoon with Israeli News Live. And tonight we have again Deborah Tavares. And Deborah has some important information, an update on the issue with the water crisis that is going on. And Deborah, please, let's get right into this and share with the people what you are hearing from your end of the world.
Yes. Hi. Again, Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. I have a number of videos that I have up about the water crisis. I just re-uploaded a video I did in 2014 entitled Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. Most important to take a look at that video because I found documents out of Israel and London about privatizing the world's water supply. That is what is happening now. So, sadly, the understanding of primary water, which is in fact the renewable resource of water that your governments will never acknowledge, just as your governments will not acknowledge the overhead chemtrailing and poisoning of us. They will not acknowledge the truth about water. We're on our own. And I encourage you to watch that video that I did back in 2014 because I have in that many documents that I revealed back then, who some of the perpetrators were. I have a document that discusses a legislator and how it was discovered that the EPA was secretly drawing maps of the United States and every single waterway in this country, down to drainage ditches and seasonal creeks as well as creeks that flowed all year round. It was all color-coded. And the intention is what we're seeing now, to create the illusion that we are running out of water when we are not. If there's one thing that all of you should be responsible in doing at this point, is starting to look and understand where water comes from. It comes from down below the mantle. It is the process of two gases, hydrogen and oxygen, converging. That becomes a vapor, and that's forced upward. Don't consider water as a result of rain and snowmelt. Rain and snowmelt is, by and large, the evaporation of the source of water, which would otherwise be unadulterated, clean drinking water. Our IQs would be substantially higher than they are. So I ask all of you, please go to StopTheCrime.net. I have several interviews with Yana and Steve, with the world's premier primary water expert, and I just posted another video yesterday on some more information about primary water. And it's going to be up to all of you now. Your governments are not helping you. I hope by now you understand that. And sadly, I will throw this in. If you have voted, you are under mind control. And people ask me, well, why aren't people more alarmed? Well, it's because of the massive incarceration of frequencies and mind control and areas that are heavily fluoridated. So it would be most important for you to find out if your municipal water supply, in other words, within your cities and the water that's being delivered to you, is it fluoridated? Because that is going to cause the inability to react or respond to the increasing threat of survival that we all face. So with that having been said, again, please go also to primarywater.org. That's my website. You can download flyers. Please alert all the well drillers in your areas about the way in which they must drill in order to reach primary water, because you're coming very close now to having a new water supply system, which is why I'm doing this broadcast this evening to alert you. I'm certain that many of you might be aware. I certainly recall some years back that CEO of USA Inc., Trump at the time, created some executive orders. I should say his overlords created executive orders to deal with the threat of climate change and the inability for the United States to have consistent use of and availability of water during climate change and increased droughts, which of course we're now experiencing not only in the Western United States, but elsewhere in this country as well, and worldwide. So there was this executive order created to launch the building of wastewater treatment plants so that our water, our urine, our fecal material and contaminants of emerging concern could be repurposed, chemically treated, and served back to us. That has been the plan. You may have heard a toilet to tap. Well, that is now what is happening. We are in a circular economy where everything is reused. I would recommend you all look up circular economy. I have a three-part video series up on stopthecrime.net when I spoke in the UK at a conference there where I discussed the circular economy and aspects of the false water delivery system, which had been set up with the delivery of water through reservoirs and canal systems, which is highly poisonous. And I will briefly talk about a document that you all must know about. But what I'm intentionally wanting to discuss this evening is what is happening here in Northern California. It's insidious. It's not being reported. Some of what I will tell you is not in the newspapers. I found what I will talk about in a few minutes, all by accident. But what is in the newspapers is the water restriction mandates that are coming down almost every other week. Every city is outlining the water restrictions. For example, in Marin, which is an affluent fluoridated city north of San Francisco, and I say fluoridated, that's important for you to remember. On May 1st, they had to reduce exterior landscape watering to one day a week between a certain time frame. If they watered outside of that time frame, they would have a fine of about $250, and their neighbors would report on them. And they had to reduce their water use to 55 gallons of water per person per day. That was on May 1st. Obviously, they've been looking at the most effective way to organize the takedown of water connectivity. So the next city was Healdsburg, California. I'm going to get into Healdsburg a little more in a few minutes, but they announced in Healdsburg there would be no outside watering of landscaping. N-O-N-E, none, none, no outside watering of landscaping. However, in Healdsburg, they could use 74 gallons of water per person per day. So a little more than what was allowed in Marin. I want you to remember, Healdsburg is fluoridated also. So that's important because I'm noticing that the cities where they're able to launch these horrific policies are fluoridated. And the people there have been substantially degraded mentally. And they're just simply not aware. There's no fight left in them. They're docile. And they are being destroyed. Their skeletal structures are being destroyed because of the fluoride. So then my town near me, Santa Rosa, California, implemented their water restrictions just last week. And it's interesting how they're testing and going from city to city and changing up on the requirements. Now, I don't want you, as you hear me discussing this, you to think, oh, poor California, poor Deborah in Northern California. This is coming to your front door, okay? This is what is specified for the entire country. In fact, this is a global agenda. So in Santa Rosa in Northern California just last week, we were told immediately we had to reduce our water usage by 20%. And that was going to be measured by the reduction on our bills. Now, what has happened is they have deployed, and I use the word deployed, those are their words, with the wireless smart water meters, another form of frequencies that are multiplying the takedown of our biological structures in these densified cities, and just another form of frequency being filleted through the town of Santa Rosa. So they're requiring a 20% reduction based on your bill. If you do not reduce 20%, they turn the water off. So there are no fines involved. It's just off. Now, I will say in Healdsburg, my understanding was if they exceeded their use, it would be potentially $1,000 a day penalty. So let's talk about what I just discovered, and I've been on the phone the last 2 days with the city of Healdsburg to get details of this horrific program I just learned about. This has not been printed in our newspapers, nor has it been discussed by any local radio programming at all. Now, this is important to note. Our communication via radio and newsprint is now funneling down to a very narrow bandwidth of discussion within your communities. What do I mean more specifically about that? An example before I get into what's happening in Healdsburg. For example, there was an enormous fire in Shasta County, and they were not reporting it here in Santa Rosa, only a couple of hours from Shasta County, even though the basin of Santa Rosa was filling up with smoke. So I called the radio station and I said, many of us have friends that live in Shasta County. What is the status of the fire? And they said, well, they didn't know. They would look into it. They never did. None of us heard anything about the fire. So what I am pointing out is the type of coverage now that's coming to you. It's very narrow, very geographically specific, and you will not hear about what's happening in California or in Oregon or in Washington unless it's coming from alternative media by and large. You won't know that the heat events of the past few weeks have cooked shelled fish in their shells, have cooked them. Thousands and thousands are cooked because of the heat. You may not know that there was a town in British Columbia, and we looked that up because we have friends in British Columbia, that hit 121 degrees, breaching a known historical record of 1,200 years. Now, how they know it breached 1,200 years is interesting, but it did. And a fire ensued, and the town is barely left at this point, nearly destroyed. This is war. This is war. And when you look at the strategic attack methodology, you realize how they're attacking the outliers, the areas that are not as heavily populated with lasers, etc., and burning us up, flooding us out, all methods of weaponized warfare. So getting back to Healdsburg, and you must know this because this, again, is the plan in the United States and worldwide. I went to the Healdsburg website. And I found that they have this new recycled water delivery system that they just set up 2 weeks ago. And they say it's in response to the current drought, and they're offering free recycled water deliveries to be used on landscaping. The program is set to launch late June of 2021. So yes, it's just launched. Recycled water for landscaping irrigation. Now, remembering that I was telling you that Healdsburg has prohibited any outside watering of landscaping. So now it's easy to get these fluoridated, brain-dead folks to accept recycled water delivery. So let's talk about what this looks like. It looks like each resident, and there's 600 now that have signed up for this program because they don't want their landscaping to die. They have to buy a certain tank size, of which, of course, people can't find poly tanks, the plastic tanks, anymore because of the resin shortage in the United States. But that having been said, there's more availability of the clear tanks. They have to be located within 75 feet of the curb face in their front yards, in their driveway, but the location is cited by the city. And they don't need a permit, but the city authorizes the location. In other words, these people are agreeing and they're asking for poop, urine, and contaminants of emerging concern to be delivered once a week. They can have up to 500 gallons pumped into their little tank in their front yard. Now, what they're saying is that the residents are responsible for purchasing their tanks, which they can't find. Totes or barrels, and that the storage tank should be placed no more than 75 feet from the curb to be serviced, and they're responsible for the equipment necessary to apply the recycled water to their landscaping. In other words, they will need a hose and a pump. And a building permit is not required, and the tanks have to be specific sizes, heights, dimension, and width. And here's more about their water, their sewer water delivery service. It's free. Now, you and I all know nothing is free. I've been unable to connect with the city to find out who's paying for this. I don't know if it's taxpayers within the city of Healdsburg or whether it's the water agency of Sonoma County or of the state. This is being offered for free. They can get up to 500 gallons per service account per week, one time a week. And this recycled water needs to be used within 24 to 48 hours of delivery to avoid algae growth, odor, and then it gets very thick and slimy, and their pumps and hoses will not be able to pump it out of the tanks. This is in their front yards, within the city limits of Healdsburg, a very beautiful town, but fluoridated. So I can tell you this. When I looked at this program that's being launched and I asked if this was a pilot program, I was told no, that that Napa County is also involved in looking into this too. So this is a cascading recycling of water program because, as I remind you, this was originally by executive order. You may remember Bill Gates tasting the water that was treated chemically through the wastewater treatment plant and saying how good it tasted. They're going to serve this up as drinkable water soon enough. Right now, it's just being advocated for watering your landscaping. Now, I asked, what about people that have vegetable gardens? Is there a certification that this is safe to use in fruit production? And I was told yes, because the Water Resource Board has certified it as well as the Health Department. Well, all of us understand what the Health Departments are certifying, and the Water Resource Boards, they're all behind sustainable development, which is the reduction of all resources. So for them to certify anything is certainly irresponsible to think that that should be qualified for watering your food with. So what I can say is now the recycled water is going to be used in thousands of locations across the world. And they say that there have been no documented cases of illnesses from the reuse. But we know that there really are. We know that the toxins in reused sewer water and urine with contaminants of undetermined concerns are prevalent in also increasing our illness. And again, they're telling us for the moment that this is not water that you're to drink, but it is for watering your lawns. Now imagine, I don't know how many of you have gone by a wastewater treatment plant. I also want to say that with the hackability now, and certainly you may recall the wastewater treatment plant that was hacked in Florida, they had to consider evacuating over 350 homes that were downslope of the wastewater treatment plant because they were afraid of the untreated discharge of raw sewage into the homes. So I can tell you this, this is the goal. Your government, your cities, your water districts want you to drink toilet to tap. And now we see it unfolding. This is going to happen in your town. Just because you hear me reporting it live right now happening here, you're all being staged to have sewer water delivered because the government has been building wastewater treatment plants everywhere. And I can tell you that they talk about how you can see the stages of water restriction notices. This is printed on our water bills. In fact, we're being told that because of climate change, there is this massive restriction of water and our reservoirs are low. I hope all of you have listened enough to the conversation of primary water to know that The reservoirs are being intentionally released and or evaporated, and the water is being moved around the country where other places are being decimated by tremendous floods. So, Stephen, I wanted to talk about the reuse water now is well on its way to rolling across the entire country. Wastewater treatment plants have been built. They're set up. And I, not that long ago, reported on the sewer business that Zuckerberg and Bill Gates are getting into for sewer surveillance. And I did a video on that. Again, it's on stopthecrime.net on our vid channel, our Odyssey vid channel. Basically, that was to measure the various types of variances or diseases that a city is emitting into the generalized wastewater treatment plant. That way they can bulldoze those houses down that have any type of variant that they deem to be uncontrollable. That's been happening in Europe. That will happen here. This is a way to rebuild, forcibly destroy and rebuild. Also, they can shut down cities when they determine that there's a certain percentage of levels of a variant in the wastewater treatment plants in your septic and in your water. So for those of you that are hardening up, and if you're in the country, you need to harden up in more ways than you realize. Some of the suggestions that have been made is to dispose of your own human waste on your own property. Certainly, you know what you're ingesting as far as toxic medications from the medical monopoly, and hopefully you are not ingesting those poisons, but many of your neighbors and people within your community are. They're highly toxic. Would you drink their poop and urine, even though they're saying it's treated? It's not treated. They're saying when we went to the wastewater treatment plant and did a walkthrough a couple of years ago, which we did record, we asked the man who was leading the tour, because we were walking past these big, huge vats of poop and urine, and they had aeration in these vats to constantly keep the sludge moving so that it wouldn't have the algae. And there was a very meager a little fence around this, not much of a fence at all, more of a one rail. And I asked the man who was leading the tour, what would happen if you fell in? And he said, well, it would depend on your luck, but you probably would not survive because it's very toxic. This we have on video, on the tour that we went on, and it's called the Sewer Poop Tour on my website. And I was quite stunned, so was my husband, to hear this being said. So now we are being served up sewer, urine, and contaminants now. And they have been using tertiary water, they call it. They call it reused water, new water. They come up with all kinds of names so that you don't understand what the water really is. Let's call it with the words that it is. It's sewer, it's fecal material, urine, mixed in with toxic toilet paper that is melding in with all of this that has over 100,000 contaminants in it, is marinating in the poop. It's pulled out, of course, but it's already marinated and certainly added to many other toxins in this delivery of toxins to your homes now. But be aware, this is happening. This is the United States, Inc. in action, a circular economy, a reuse of everything. And I see it rolling out right here, right now, without publicity. So all of you can do what I did. You can go to the city of Healdsburg in Northern California onto their website, and you can read this for yourself. Become accustomed to the verbiage, because you're going to have this in your town if you're on a public water supply. And again, I urge all of you to find out if you are being poisoned with fluoride in your water system. Now, I've done a few videos as of late, and I've included some toxic, invisible sources in the water supply that was presented to us by the World Bank. And what they tell us has occurred in the world's water supply is not ultimately survivable. All of the fish, the animals, are becoming very, very toxic and dying. The vultures are nearly into extinction. Everything is ingesting the plastics that are in all of our creeks, streams, and rivers and oceans. It's not just a plastic island that's floating in the ocean. You may recall when there was the ice event in Texas and in some other states, people all over YouTube were creating hard snowballs and lighting them, and they would not melt. They were burning. That's polynucleated snow with plastic. This is all part of the transhumanism agenda. Now, I will throw one more thing out. This is some intelligence that I've recently received. And, Steve, I would like to know if you've gotten any of this as well. But I've certainly now recently been told that the variant hotspots that we are hearing about popping up in different geographical locations in the country is because people are being dosed with germ warfare through aerosol overhead spraying program and in the food and water supply as well, and that many of the elected officials know this. So I don't know what you're getting on this information, but I've got documents coming to me about that, and I will certainly discuss this in greater detail when I receive these documents. Many of you know I've been hit with communication difficulties quite severely. At times I can't even get to my own website. And right now, I'm having computer problems. So, Steve, I really appreciate your taking the time to let me get this new form of water out, because everyone is going to face this. And if you are on a rural country piece of property, you may want to start looking at composting your waste material so you're not having to have your septic systems pumped, so that you cannot be identified as a variant marker, and then your property's identified. They're going after rural country properties. It's called WUI, Wildlands Urban Interface. If you live outside the urban growth boundary, the city growth boundary, they're coming after you with all the policies fully adopted. And it is what was originally called the Wildlands Project that was adopted many years ago during 1992 and even before the summit that was held in Rio de Janeiro. It's the Biodiversity Treaty that was mandated by the United Nations. And this is all about the climate action plans that I've been talking about for years and the sustainable development goals to control all people, property restrictions, massive restrictions, regulations, fines, penalties, conservation easements, etc., to reduce CO2 emissions, greenhouse gases, to at least 25% below 1990 levels by 2015 in my county. So if you haven't looked at your climate action plan or your sustainable development plan, I have to say shame on you. I've been talking about this for years. People will often ask, well, Deborah, where can we move where it will be safe? Well, I can tell you right now, we're seeing many, many people vacating the green states and moving to the red states for political reasons. These people are being mind controlled to literally converge into the various states that would be considered the red states, the conservative states. Remember, there is no liberal conservative distinction. There is no voting. There is no better place to move to other than you don't want to be down level of a reservoir, because much of the infrastructure is now weaponized and will harm and injure you. You don't want to be below grade of a wastewater treatment plant. You do not want to live near a river or on the banks of a river because of the technology that can be used to block the outflowing water into open ocean. And then that water backs up and floods out. You've seen that happening all over this country and all over the world. There are obviously places of consideration based on the attacks of the climate weaponization. and what we've already seen happening, where you would want to consider not moving to. But I can say this, it is certainly the understanding that it's good to be near your family and friends if you can have some kind of a network and community, because your survivability is now on the line. What you know in order to survive will hopefully provide you a little more time of survivability. And we have to certainly occupy. We've been told to do that. And so we want to prepare to be less able to be killed. So with that, Steve, I want to toast with a sewer to tap glass of polluted toxic waste. Thank you so much for the show this evening.
Thank you, Deborah. And that is some of the nastiest water I would definitely not ever want to have any part of. And I'm so glad you addressed also the pharmaceuticals that would be in that water. So many people don't think about that. They think, oh, wow, maybe this is a nice organic thing. No, what comes out of the human is definitely not organic. Not to mention all the GMOs and everything else that goes through our bodies and then out the waste. And then I'm thinking about, as you describe these, the white containers that these people have in front of their homes, is what they have to use now. Those will grow algae automatically on their own without anything in there except a little bit of moisture. But imagine now you got to look at raw sewage in it.
Well, not only that, it allows more sunlight. So the bacteria occurs much more rapidly than if it was in a colored poly tank. We were able previously to easily access green or black or blue poly tanks, but because of the intentional elimination of the resin in the United States that creates all things plastic or any components thereof, we don't have the poly tank availability. In fact, I did call and ask the city of Healdsburg, where are people getting the poly tanks, because there is a resin shortage. And they said, well, you know, they're just, it's up to them. They have to find them and locate them. And I said, well, there is a resin shortage and there is a shortage of tanks. So now you're telling people if they don't want to lose their landscaping, that they have to get a hold of these tanks. Well, Stephen, I remember months back announcing the resin shortage in this country and announcing that any and everybody that wanted a water holding tank, a plastic water holding tank, or anything plastic, plumbing, piping, anything, to get it now, get it then, and even including paint material. So we're in a massive intentional reduction of resin in this country, and it will certainly impact all plumbing fixtures that are plastic. It will certainly impact the plastic sleeving that goes in well drilling. And many of you, we're going to have Paul Power back up with Steve and Yana very soon. He's getting ready to relocate back to his native country, Hungary, after being here in the United States since he was 17 years old to the age of 80. And what we want to do on the program, Stephen, and with Yana as well, is to discuss more details about how to achieve and get to primary water. Now, it's going to be up to all of you to follow this information on our websites and then explain this to your well drillers. Your well drillers have not been taught. They don't know about primary water. They'll drill down 100 feet. They'll hit an aquifer that literally has to be recharged by rain and snowmelt. And they'll think, great, we've hit water. Well, then the well will run dry, as we're seeing happening here all over this county. The farmers and ranchers are already selling off 50% of cattle, not growing up to 50% of the vegetables that they were able to grow last year because they simply are not getting enough water. And we've been going to the farmers markets, a few of us, not many, because not many put the time or energy or understand what we face. But we've been going to the farmers markets and talking to the ranchers and farmers about well drilling and getting to primary water, and certainly discussing this. Because if you're not drinking intelligent water, which is what primary water is, it's new water, never before been adulterated by atmospheric toxic conditions, such as all the chemicals sprayed from the germ warfare overhead and the aerosols and all of the other nanobots and other types of metals that are being sprayed all over us all the time, continuously. No wonder we can't think. No wonder there's no response. We're in, as I say, we've been in the jaws of danger now for a very, very long time. No one is reacting. Why? What is going on? What is wrong? Well, what is wrong is the level of the silent weapons system that has been in play to deceive us, and the education also, the educational process as well. So for those of you that still can think that you're not ingesting fluoride water and your brain is already incapacitated to think, and I hate to talk like this, but it is true. You will find in this document that I've discussed before from the World Bank Group, the name of the document is Quality Unknown, The Invisible Water Crisis. They absolutely know what the quality of water is. They've been poisoning it. Yes. It's mentioned in here about fluoride. It's mentioned in here about the polymer. It's mentioned in here about the inflammatory drugs and the pharmaceuticals dumping loads of pharmaceuticals down the creeks and streams and rivers, all the nitrates and all of the fertilizers and the runoff. They go on and on and on, talking about the health impacts of heavy metals in the drinking water and so forth. It continues to where you realize that the atmospheric water is not drinkable anymore. So I would highly recommend those of you that have no choice to get a water filtration system immediately set up. You can get some of these smart water whole house filtration systems for around $400. And it is recommended that you get extra components to go with that as well. And I can discuss that in more detail. My goal tonight was to certainly alert you to the idea that very soon you will be toasting to polluted drinking water. And you won't survive very long because it is going to be highly, highly toxic. But in this document, Stephen, I will tell you, it outlines, they say this is the most up-to-date and current information on the toxicity levels of the global water supply in all streams, creeks, rivers, reservoirs, etc. And if any of you have been paying attention to past discussions that I've had, you know that reservoirs are cauldrons of toxic poisons that have been captured in an artificial delivery system of water. We never needed to deliver water that way. Again, I remind you that Muammar Gaddafi was blown up in 2011 with depleted uranium bombs from NATO and the United States and destroyed over $22 billion U.S. dollar infrastructure that he built as a labyrinth of plumbing in Libya, in North Africa, where there were they were never able to produce fruit and vegetables and grains before. They were producing that. They were giving for free the primary water to over 6 million Libyan people. And when we blew that up, with the depleted uranium bombs, we threw Libya into a humanitarian crisis of which they've never recovered, because we also blew up the well drilling equipment that Muammar Gaddafi had purchased from London. They do not want you to know about primary water. And yet, if the last thing you do is to understand it, you must. You must teach this to your children. Again, whether you can ever get to it or not, there will come a time when the desperation to survive and understanding we need water, people will be able to get to it. And people can see it bubbling up in hot and warm and cold springs. That is bubbling up primary water. And you can go a little deeper than that before it hits the atmosphere and have water that is intelligent water. So again, Steve, I want to thank you for the show tonight, and I'm going to let you go because I know many of us are working very, very hard within this reality that we face and that we're trying to survive within. So thank you so much, Stephen. Again, go to stopthecrime.net, go to some of our recent interviews, and understand what water is. and understand you are making your choices by not getting to primary water, insisting that primary water is available. And I will say one final thing, Stephen. This is very critical. I found out that Santa Rosa, California, in the mid-70s, drilled a couple of primary water wells and capped them off. They are capped off, and they are not using that. They knew about primary water in the mid-70s. So I talked to the well driller himself, and I know that for a fact. So I have to wonder, how many communities where all of you live have they secretly drilled to primary water, and they're not telling you about it? Think about that. Again, thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Deborah. Again, guys, stopthecrime.net, Deborah Tavares, as well as primarywater.org. Very important information. And just one thing in closing, Deborah, I remember one time a septic tank guy saying, I think he had to have something like 28 different vaccines because of the toxicity of septic tank water. So as you were saying already, the water is majorly toxic. And then not to mention with all the other issues that are going on. And I have a feeling, too, Lebanon is falling into the same crisis thanks to Israel and their bombing of Beirut. Besides the economic crisis, also falling into a water crisis as well, as a result of very similar to what happened in Beirut, Lebanon, with Muammar Gaddafi. So,
absolutely, Stephen.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening, and we hope to see you again next time. Good evening.